You know, some people might say those first apostles were just crazy. They had the whole force of authority coming down upon them, telling them not to speak. And they said, "You be the judge whether we should listen to God or listen to you." And then when they had been warned not to speak at all in the name of Jesus, what did they pray for? They went back to the church and they had a prayer meeting. They reported to the people, and this is what it says in Acts, the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. "And being let go, the apostles went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that's in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, Why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against his Christ, for of a truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, look at their threats, and grant unto us, your servants, that with all boldness we may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness." They were threatened. Sit down, shut up. And they said, "We're going to speak with boldness." And despite the threats around them, they prayed that God would give them boldness. I'm aware that many to whom I'm speaking to today, to speak out is very dangerous. I would just say, make this a matter of prayer. And as Jesus said, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But for most of those whom I am speaking to, the matter of speaking out is just a matter of being willing to take a little ridicule, a matter of being thought to be odd or some kind of fanatic. I pray that each one of us will receive boldness, and God will give us discretion, and God will give us the courage to speak the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus, and to talk of the salvation that is in Jesus and the hope that we have for eternal life in no other person but Jesus, the only way to God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, give me boldness today and give me wisdom, Lord, that I may be winsome to people. I don't want to put people off. I don't want to harass them in any way. I don't want to shove what I believe upon them, but I do want to give witness to what you have done in my life and the possibilities that they have for salvation, for eternal life. Help me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.